A couple of weeks ago, we interviewed historian David Greenberg about his new book, Nixon's Shadow. It's about the career of Richard Nixon, the former president, and the idea of Richard Nixon as an image that we all hold. Well, last week, some of Mr. Nixon's tapes, the recordings that he had made, indeed the very recordings that led to his downfall, some more of these tapes became public. This happens every couple of years. Thousands of hours of tape have been released. There are hundreds more to come. The tape quality is not great. Normally, we don't play this on the air, but something here is so interesting, we asked David Greenberg to come back and listen to it with us. Hi, David.
Hi, Alex.
So this is a tape that was recorded actually at Camp David, the presidential retreat. He had microphones installed there as well. And this is President Nixon speaking with his chief of staff, H.R. Haldeman, in August of 1972.
You know, Reagan is not one that wears well. I know. Reagan's regular personal basis is terrible. He just isn't pleasant to be around. No, he is. I know. Maybe it's different with others.
No.
David, I don't know if you can get all of that. I'm going to read part of this transcript so that we can actually make sure the listeners get this. President Nixon, Reagan is not one that wears well. Now, he's speaking of Ronald Reagan, who was then in his second term as governor. H.R. Haldeman, I know. Nixon, Reagan on a personal basis is terrible. He just isn't pleasant to be around. Haldeman, no, he isn't. Nixon, I don't know. Maybe he's different with others. Haldeman, no, I don't think so. Nixon, he's just an uncomfortable man to be around. Strange. David Greenberg, I don't know how you react to this, but when I listen to President Nixon saying this, it makes me wonder a little.
Yeah, well, it falls into the pot calling the kettle black department, I think. Reagan, most people, I would think, found a little bit easier to be around than they found Nixon. And Nixon, I think, just didn't like to be around anyone. I mean, he says Reagan's uncomfortable to be around, but Nixon really was someone who preferred his own solitude, who didn't have a lot of close friends. And I think, you know, it's really no surprise that he can't really chew the fat with Reagan very well either.
Was this a behavior that you see with Richard Nixon talking about all kinds of other people? That is, he kind of views them as uncomfortable and difficult to get along with. And perhaps it just doesn't occur to him that his own social graces were fairly limited.
Well, he is certainly nasty on the tapes toward just about everyone. I mean, he does believe these are private conversations. Yet it's amazing how all kinds of friends, colleagues come under fire in his stray comments.
David Greenberg, if I may, you're a historian. It's 29 years this year since Mr. Nixon left office. Why is it that these tapes from his recordings, they keep coming out, you know, years and years after the event?
Well, it's a complicated story. In 1974, Congress passed a law that regulated the release of certain tapes. Then, due to a settlement from a lawsuit, a timetable was worked out where these tapes would be all released to the public, with a certain part of them withheld for either reasons of national security or because they had to do with purely private reasons. So they've set up a schedule by which every year or 18 months another batch comes out. And since they've started this in about 1996, they've actually been very good at getting them out with relative dispatch.
Historian David Greenberg teaches at Yale University. He's the author of a new book, Nixon's Shadow, and he writes the history lesson column for Slate. David, thanks for coming in to speak with us again.
Thank you, Alex.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.